Well, many of you I know here tonight from previous attendance at the meetings, and you might have heard bits and pieces of my witness, but and if yeah, if you have, please indulge me. I was born in 42, so I'll be 68 this year, and my early years of religious training were in a Protestant church. I asked, unbeknownst to my parents, to become baptized. I didn't tell them. I just went to somebody who was from the Church of Christ, and they were having an immersion in Philadelphia, and I was 12 years old at the time, and I took the plunge. Not until 1956 did I pursue an avid interest in the Catholic Church. Fun thing was, I learned to say the Hail Mary in science class. I wasn't interested in science, but one of my girlfriends was a Catholic, and she taught me how to pray the Hail Mary. By 1960, I was conditionally baptized as a Catholic and confirmed in 65, and that was my recognition of the Spirit. I knew that the Spirit was somehow involved in confirmation, probably the red, you know, gives it away. And I had little understanding of the power of this third person of the Holy Trinity. I often heard my mother state she would do a certain thing when the Spirit moved her. So I, you know, that's about all I knew about the Spirit. If my mother was going to dust the furniture because the Spirit moved her. I continued with this absence of knowledge for several more years. In May of 1989, I visited Medjugorje, Yugoslavia. And by way of a prompting, I didn't quite know the origin, where it came from, but I just had to go. And a friend had been there and asked if I wanted to go. And I was curious about the visions of Mary. It was perfectly clear to me that I must visit this Marian shrine. Just had to go. I had no preconceived expectations, and I wondered now, as I go over this, was it the urging of the Holy Spirit? I believe it was, and I think it was probably the first time I ever listened to him in all my life. And I went, and while I was there, I met a young girl from Dublin. We made fast friends immediately. Her name is Rachel. We walked all over the meadows of Medjugorje. We climbed Mount Krzyzewak and Apparition Hill. We prayed the rosary. She suggested that I go to confession. There were priests all around, and you know, they set up stations there, and you could go round the clock to confession. I said, I can't go, I can't get absolution. Go talk to him. No, I don't want to. This went back and forth for a long period of time, and finally I caved in, and I went to confession, and my confessor was Father Kenneth Roberts, and much to my surprise, he granted me absolution. He told me I couldn't sin in Medjugorje. But he admonished me to correct my situation upon my returning to the States. I told him I was very light and not able to tell him exactly how I felt. He told me it was the Holy Spirit. That explanation has stuck with me all these years, and even though I don't quite understand it, I remembered it. And it was a subtle but powerful presence was able to cause a lighter-than-air sensation, which is phenomenal. My new friend saw that I needed to have some space, so we separated for a little while. She went back to St. James Church, and I walked over to a grassy spot and sat down. And I was crouched in the field there, and I was thinking, on the plane over, I had been reading a book about Padre Pio. I was impressed to know that he had the ability to bilocate and to leave fragrances of violets in his wake. I had asked the travel agent for a side trip to San Giovanni Rotonda, the shrine of Padre Pio, but was told it was too late to add on to my booking. As I looked down at the grass where I sat after confession, I spotted a growth of violets. I felt that Padre Pio, now Saint Padre Pio, honored me with a visit, since I could not make the trip to his location. That visit to such a holy place gifted me with a life-changing experience. I became ecstatically euphoric. I couldn't learn enough about my Catholic faith, the saints and the sacramentals, rosary, divine mercy. I drove my family nuts, literally. I increased my attendance at church and was a practicing Catholic, but while I was in the conversion process, I was also a practicing alcoholic. I had a terrible accident, as you can see in that little handout there, which I have provided an article about. I was under the influence of drugs and alcohol and sleep deprivation. That accident was 11 months after my Medjugorje experience. 2 weeks after that accident, I began a recovery from alcoholism. And if you're aware of the 12-step program, you know that you don't get recovered. The best you can hope for is to be in recovery, and I'm thankful for that. It was a gift. God did for me what I couldn't do for myself, and he made an offer, and I was able to accept it. Up until 2009, my religious practices remained the same, Sunday Mass and Holy Days, occasional rosary prayers, and a few sessions of centering prayer. Father Jim O'Connor introduced me to a book called The Pentecostal Movement in the Catholic Church. That was when the fire ignited. I became hungry for the charismatic practices and began attending the prayer group meeting here at St. Francis. In February and March of this year, I went on a tour of the Holy Lands with 52 pilgrims and Father Patsy as the director. While in Emmaus, I was prayed over by charismatics Teresa Rundell, Mary Ann Pallet, and asked the Holy Spirit to come into my heart, feel welcome, and let me know he was there. And when that took place, I felt a patter. And I'm imagining. But I welcome. I'm thankful. I then attended a Life in the Spirit seminar at St. John's, Morgantown. We sang, played instruments, gave witnesses, and read scripture. At the conclusion of the seminar, there was a charismatic mass and baptism in the Spirit. The first time I was prayed over by a number of people. I felt body adjustments and closeness of Jesus, and I talked to Jesus as I laid on the floor. I couldn't open my eyes, move my body, or my feet. The next experience was quite different. I got up from that position and I thought, well, it looks like somebody needs to pray over Father Becca. He's going around praying over her. I think I'll go pray for him. And I put my hands on him, and he turned around and he asked me something, which I thought was, do you want me to pray for you? And I took it to mean, do you want to pray for me? And we both prayed over each other. We had our hands on each other. And suddenly he blew in my face, and down I went. And I got the giggles. Some people call them the holy giggles. And I thought they were coming tonight. And it just made me feel so good when you were introducing me. I thought, here they come. And they prayed over me, and I continued to laugh for a long period of time. And he asked me not to cry, but I was laughing with tears in my eyes. And I guess I was trying to put the fire out. Forgive my humor, I wet my pants. This past week has been spent in the Novena to the Holy Spirit by Light of Life and attending the exhibit of the Eucharistic Miracles. One of the songs I find so fulfilling is More Love, More Power. And that was so great to hear it tonight. And yes, I want to increase my relationship with the Holy Spirit. And that is the me of today, as I'm trying to follow the format of I was, God did, and I am. I am not a drunken, immoral, manipulating liar, but a loving being in the process of spiritual growth. And I thank you for being on the journey with me.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.